says the Gemara, the street has kedush off of Pishin and Pala the tiny and same Yamashim kedush. Remember in the Beit Vegan, I think there's a shul that every Matzoi Shabbos they daven Meirav outside of the shul. So the Shabbos by the Kavua. There's a minyan always kavua outside on the street. Does it have kedusha? That's it. Mokam HaKaisel HaMarov. He has kedusha as Beis HaKnesses because they daven there all the time. Front of the Kaisel HaMarov. On Sholosh Rebbeinu, they daven all the way to the back. They daven all, by Kaisel HaMarov, they daven, it's packed all the way to the back. So what's it been if there's a building that's enclosed and it's a Beis HaKnesses? So it has kedusha as Beis HaKnesses. Even if the people all daven up in the front, they don't daven all the way in the back. Well, what about over here? It's not really enclosed in the street. Alpha Pisham is Balam above the tiniest. Mishnah says on a tiny seabay, you take out the Aron Kodesh and you daven in the street. It's not Kavua. But what if it is Kavua? Let's say they always daven Myra. On the Tzoy Shabbos, they always daven Myra in front of the shul. It is Kavua. I think by the Kaisel HaMarov, I think there's a Magen Avraham over here. Since in the front they always daven kavua, so the front, right in front of the Kaisel HaMarov, has kedushas based on Knesset. So not allowed to carry on conversations there. So if there's no mechitza mapsekis, and sometimes you daven all the way to the back, I think it says that even though you don't always daven, only on Sholosh HaGolem they daven all the way to the back. I think it says that the whole Rachavat HaKotel, the whole area, as Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. I think so. Let's see. V'chein batim v'chatzeri shem miskapzim b'hem v'espala b'yikroi ein b'hem v'shem Kedusha. Let's say on Friday night we dive in your apartment, then the next Friday night we dive in his apartment, next Friday night we dive in his apartment, we float around. But it's not kavua, so the apartment doesn't get, we would never be after the room. It's a living room in someone's apartment. Whenever Miyachid in Fitzvilah, so it doesn't have a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Only has Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses if it's Kavu Alakach. Hasochim Bayis and Mispal Mishay, yeah? What if you rent a location in Davideh? In the Din Beis HaKnesses? Doesn't have a Din Beis HaKnesses temporarily? What does Mishnah Berurah write in Dalit? They rented. The Chodesh of the Shana, our time keeping them in close manner, Schiris, Yeshba Balbais, and all the Haskam, since the landlord can decide not to rent it to them at the end of the year, again, it's only our right, the Milkadusha. Because they don't own it, so they didn't have the right to designate it Kavua. That was the whole basic with the young Israel. The young Israel. Own the building. Where's the main building of the young Israel? Somewhere in the middle of Manhattan. So there was the main building had offices. And then there was a shul there that Izzy Bogeland to shul was there. So they designated it as a shul. So the young Israel decided that they're going to sell the whole building because they would need the money. So they sold the whole building and they said it's going to be Yitzhak Mikdushal. So he said, what right do you have to sell a building? You're miyachid this as a shul. He said, no, we rented it to the Balabatim as a shul. But it was owned by the Young Israel movement. It was owned by the National Council. And they, what do you mean? If a building is owned by God, a building is owned by a landlord, and he rents it to a shul, see, the people who daven there have no right to designate it as a shul kavur. But the building was owned by the National Council of the Young Israel. So they rented it to Balabatim. That they should designate it as a shul. So the National Council didn't designate it. So that was all machlokes. Whether they had a right to sell it or not. It was going on for a couple of years. I know what the end of the story was. Yeah, let's say, Tashmisha Kedushkan Tikshal Svarna Mezuzah Mitzuah Zatfilin V'argo Shenosmo Sefer Torah Chumash V'kisa Shenosmo Sefer Torah V'ilon Shetolom V'nehechle Yesh Ben Kedushah V'tzorach L'gonza. These are Tashmisha Kedushah. Dafka, these can't be Yotzeh Vechulim. This is a real Kedusha. This can't be Yotzeh Vechulim. Dafka, Dov, Shem Nicham, Mem, Dvar Kedusha, Ve'atzma, Lefam, Ashenasas, Lekov, Gan, Ham, Nichse, Shal, HaKroshim, Shel, HaSforim. Olos, Michse, Shul, Gishma, Ois, Ham, Michse, Shal, HaKroshim, Amikri, Tashmen, 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 Chalki, Yotzeh Zeh. Let's say the Tfilim. I put the Tfilim in the Tfilim Zekel. Then I put the Tfilim Zekel in the Tal Zekel. I have a plastic cover on top of the tefillin zekel. A plastic cover on top of the tefillin zekel. That's twice when that's Tashmish. Tashmish and Marcus doesn't have Kedusha. Then Kokayetze goes there. The Gemara says that the Parochet should really have been considered a Tashmish to Tashmish because the Sefer Torah is placed in the Yom Kodesh. And the Parochet says to cover the Yom Kodesh is twice removed. So the Gemara says, but the Parochet does have the status of Tashmish and Kedusha because they had a practice that when they would lay in Kriyas HaTorah, they would take the Parochet down, put it on the Shulchan, and put the Sefer Torah directly on top of the parochas. Bismanazel or whatever does it, so the Tostim say in Yerudea, Bismanazel, parochas does not have the status of Teshmishi Kedusha. It's twice removed from the Sefer Torah, so it doesn't have Kedusha. So that's why in Europe there was a common practice that would use a parochas as a chuppah. A lot of the parochas would have four metal rings in the four corners to hold up the poles, on top of the poles. That was a common practice in Europe. Recently, one of the guys in Yeshiva was going to get married, so the girl's father, had a cousin who had a parochas that survived the war and the Belgian Rebbe, so some the whole history. Some parochas, they wanted to use that parochas for sentimental purposes. That it was from the village where he came from, he wanted to use that parochas for the chuppah. So the cousin had it, didn't let him. Because some of the Achranim said, this is a common practice, they use the parochas as it says in this one. Because some of the Achranim say you're not allowed to. Why? Even if it doesn't have the status of Tashmishi Kedusha, because it's twice removed from the Sefer Torah, but it has the status of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Let's say the chairs that you sit in have the status of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, so you're not allowed to use it for any other purpose. Nunu. But it was a widespread minig that they did use. It's all in that, right? Widespread minig to use the parochas as a chuppah. Yeshem v'lamikir orin kodesh elam hu kimin argashem v'asirak v'kabar ator. Olor habare b'chem v'shanatza v'shmira v'lamikir et hashmishi k'dushim. What is that? What is that? Yeshem v'lamikir orin kodesh elam hu kimin argos and also rak l'kabar ator. Orin habonei b'chom. What's the difference? Bani b'chom and not bani b'chom. Means by the wall. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Tezayin. Haynu sheyesh cholal b'chom kimin orin. Who adinim nasa ben kois came because of shaleitz. B'chol zeh habikicheda b'yama. Kim shel nasa b'kavod rak l'shmira. Nos ma'aranei t'tochamal chayim b'chom. This is separate, no? This Arkadish Mamish is a wooden thing. Separate from the building. But apparently sometimes they would just have a separate room. On a lot of shuls, the Aron Kodesh is so big, it's like a whole room. You walk in, so it doesn't have a Kedusha Aron Kodesh. Just like another room. What do you mean, Lishmir? Tashmishi Kedusha is only if it's lekoved, like a tefillin zekel, or a mental of a Sefer Torah. That's lekoved. So if you have a room, you have a big walk-in room, and you lock the Sefer Torah there, so Ganom shouldn't steal it, you have a safe. That's in the Dambra Lishdibo, they keep your Kodesh in the safe. A lot of shul have a safe with that combination. So that's not the COVID. That's not the COVID. That's for Shmira. So for Shmira, it doesn't have a Kedusha, Tashmisha, Kedusha. I don't know who's speaking of it. It's a Mordechai. Goshkin and Maswarm is Kalkon and Bod, the Mutta. Goshkin and Maswarm is Kalkon and Bod, the Mutta, Litla, Misham. What does that mean, the last line? Maswarm is Kalkon and Misham, Mutta, Litla, Misham. What does that mean? By mistake, they designated a place to put the Sefer Torah, and the wind blows there. It's too hot. It's too cold. It's near the steam. It's near the window. The Svarim are getting ruined over there. So that's a Yichud B'Toyz. They designated it as an Unkodesh, but it was a mistake. It was a mistake, so that doesn't have a din of Kedusha, it's Tashmish Kedusha. What's mutalit from Misham Yudches? What's the name? The Yitala Sefer Torah. Mutalista Rosamok. The whole thing doesn't have Kedusha. Lahavik Yishat Tashmish Kedusha. Dein Lekalkalon. What do you do if you have an old Aron Kodesh? that they're not going to use it. It's old, doesn't look good. So some hold that you break it up and you burn it. He says, no, you're not allowed to. Some of them say, you're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to destroy it. Has kedusha. What do? You put it in the basement. So what they usually do is they send out the mailing and the RCA mailing. Send out a mail. Who wants an Aron Kodesh free? We'll give it to you. Just you pay for the transportation. We'll pay for the transportation. Wherever you live, we'll pay for the transportation. A new shul that's just starting doesn't have an Aron Kodesh. We'll donate the old Aron Kodesh that we don't use anymore. What do you do if nobody wants it?
Zayin Tuv Yair can't be mafkia the Kedusha.
I don't think so. That's what he says here. These are real Tashmishi Kedusha. So this, he can't be mafkia the Kedusha. The Kedusha is Beis HaKnesset. After everybody stops davening there, so then Zayin Tuv Yair can sell it and then mafkia the Kedusha. This is real Tashmishi. That's like a Sefer Torah. This, he can't be mafkia the Kedusha. What do you do, Tak, if you hold it all, an older inclusion? No one wants to. So they say you put it in the basement and leave it there. You let the rats. Also, the chabis mit pachas shall say, okay. If you have, sometimes meraglaim serves as a detergent. So you're not allowed to use meraglaim to wash the mental of the sefer. What's dalid mitpachos sefer shebolu? Call them last name, takrichim lemes mitzvah. Zuhi Guineas, awesome. Let's say you have an old mental of Sifrei Torah. So what do you do with them? Say, so bury them. Say, put the copy of Gemara, no? What the reason is, hey, show me Gemara, yeah. Gemara says that you bury Meis Mitzvah. How are you allowed to bury Meis Mitzvah? How are you allowed to do that? I don't know if it has the status of Tashmishi and Dusha. How are you allowed to bury Meis Mitzvah? Matol Matzochi Atziba. What's the Meiri? The reason why? Because a Meis Mitzvah, no one's going to take care of him, so the community is mukhiyev to spend money to bury him. So since the community has the obligation, so they're allowed to use it. Why? They're allowed to use the mental of the Sefer Torah. Talking more. Zui can use awesome. I don't know. Sefer Torah Shebola. Manicha Mosa Bikliheres, Sisag Gemara. Guns Mosa Bikever, Tamil Chachim is supposed to bury an old Sefer Torah. They have old Sefer Torah from the war that were burned by the Nazis, and they have pages left and so on. So the din is, he's supposed to bury it next to Tam Chacham Afila and the Shana Halachas. Lushi Mishlamin Chacham. Even if the guy just Tam Chacham doesn't have to be a very big Pesach. Tam Chacham means the guy knows Mishnais, even if he doesn't know how to pass the Mishnah. It's also called the Tam Chacham. The a lot of the shuls, they have an old section of the Sefer Torah that was burnt by the Nazis, so they have it on the glass. So they have shuvas about that. Is that permissible? Is that a bizoyan of the Sefer Torah? You say, no, that is the Geniza. That is the Kvura. I think the Tzitz Eliezer said, that is the Kvura. That's the covenant. What's Vav? Einoisim miteva kisei v'sefer Torah. Your Kodesh has a higher level of Kedusha than the kisei. In some shuls, they have a chair. Instead of having someone hold the Sefer Torah, they have a chair with two holes, and they put the Sefer Torah in that. Moshe quotes that some Rishonim say that this existed in the days of the Gemara, but he says, we don't learn like that pshat in the Rishonim. But he says he quotes such a pshat, kisei Sefer Torah. We don't learn that pshat. And the meaning of it was that someone holds the Sefer Torah. More becoming dick to have someone hold it, rather than just to leave the Sefer Torah alone in a chair, with a belt around it, so it shouldn't fall down. Here he says that the Aron Kodesh has a higher level of Kedusha than the Kisei. You have an Aron Kodesh that's enough room for 10 Sefer Torah. The shul only has 3, so you're allowed to make it smaller. The Kisei is too big, so you have to change it. It's okay. Abalos Elasis Menu Shraf Raf Le Kisei. What does that mean? A footstool. Say the Torah doesn't need a footstool. Of course you're not going to make a stool. What's the shine? I don't understand. What about the Sefer Torah itself? Sometimes you make such heavy Sefer Torah. They have 6 inches of cloth on top, 6 inches of cloth on the bottom, a very thick cloth. You can die carrying the Sefer Torah. So if you cut off the top 5.5 inches, bottom 5.5 inches, it'll be half the weight. So they have dying grossness as a tshuva about that. I think the Minchas Yitzchak wrote it. Minchas Yitzchak used to live in London, in England. They wrote tshuvas about it. It was a shayla in England. I light a cut up. I think they passed him our light. Light a cut off part of the club, the light in the Sefer Torah. Every so often, the shul has such a heavy Sefer Torah, they never use it. It's too heavy to carry. So the contemporary poskim will make them. You can cut off the extra cloth. You have to put it in shemus. I don't know what this is. The shrafrap. What are you going to use it for? Tein muta lasas migvilin mivilon. What is it? Tein muta lasas mivilon gadol vilon katon. You know, have a pareches. It's gigantic. It doesn't fit this aron kodesh. Too big. So you have a lot of downside. Lasas men kiss the sefer Torah. To make a mental effort, if they're lasses. Our lasses kiss. The chumish, chumish means you have only sefer bereshis, you have only sefer shmos. But it's written beklav, that's called the chumish. So to use the pareches, that's what he means. To take the pareches and make a smaller pareches is mutter. But to take a pareches to make a mental effort, sefer Torah is mutter. But to take the pareches and to make a mental effort, a chumish, that's awesome. Why? It's a lower level, because like this, the parochis is mishamish all the Sefer Torah. If you're just going to make a mental of parochumish, it's a lower level of kedusha. Chavzayin, what does he explain? Avila mishamish leformula Sefer Torah glufa kanal, because you take off the vila and you put it on the shulchan, you put the Sefer Torah on it. That's called maridim. Chumish afilu humasa bigli look dushas akalim Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to take a parochis is mishamish Sefer Torah. I'm going to take a parochis and make a mental for a little chumash. Parochis anach netelam fnei ho'arin ein bo kedusha soren ma kedusha beis ha'knesses, right? Chena klinso shebo tolim ha'parochis. The hooks on top that hold up the parochis also have kedusha beis ha'knesses. Kom kamasa lasas mehem ha'eitzim she misam nebo ha'kriyo v'choyvas ha'yoyim she'enim kedoshim kimo heim. You have some kind of a system on top, pulley system that moves the parochas back and forth. So there's so that also has kedusha spacing. Are you allowed to take that down and make a yad? And make a yad. The kamakam also lasses mehem ha eitzim she nesamnim bo hakri al chayvus ayin. What are the eitzim she nesamnim bo hakri? Doesn't mean a yad. She einim kedoshim kamohi. He means a wooden plaque that says what the Kriyas HaTorah is. Some shuls they have that. In Europe and a lot of shuls they had that. Years ago they had a plaque that said what the HaTorah is. What the Parshas HaShavu is. A lot of shuls have. That's what it means. Sheil, what's Lamed Aleph? What does he explain? Sheil, lo lenoi v'lo l'mam shrak v'simin bi'alma. Shalom Yitav Alkein Havi Hayrod the Mikdusha Beisav Nashen Nog Litlus Hayad Sefer Torah Lenoin Kain Tash Mishkedusha Bevarim Mutal Asoso Mikdusos. The Mishnah Berurah says to make a yad that you hang on a silver yad to hang on the Sefer Torah, but that's Noye Sefer Torah. That's considered Noye Sefer Torah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be allowed to hang it on the Sefer Torah. So it's considered Noye Sefer Torah. So to take the metal klunzos. To make a yad out of it, that would be permissible. Whatever. Let's say you have a puzzle of Sefer Torah. So you're not allowed, or you have a Sefer Torah that was destroyed by the Nazis, and you have parts that are left. It doesn't have the same level of Kedusha as the Sefer Torah, because it's not Sholem. So you're not allowed to put that in an Aron Kodesh, because that's called Maridim. I said, the Aron Kodesh is miuchad for kosher Sefer Torah. So you got to put gvilin, that's a lower level. Morgan Avram Kosov, the Efshad Dishori Mishum Delei Bez Namas Nalei Mechei Kosbel Yerab B'Shem Shar Knes Agdor Tzoch Yerias Psulim, really. Avu Chomoshim Mishar Sforim Yesh Dizor Shalom Anich Petoch Afil Lefi Shor. You hear, from day number one, when they bought the Aron Kodesh, when they built it, they had in mind from the first place to put in the Nevi'im, the cloth from the Nevi'im. So that's mutter. You don't have to put, I think in the old Beis Medrash, they kept the Nevi'im at a different place, not in the Ark. Here from day number one, they had in mind that they got to keep the Nevi'im. They had in mind, so it's not called Maridim. Says on Hashanah Rabbah, on Simchas Torah, there's a minute that they put a lit candle in the Yom Kodesh. When they take out all the Sefer Torah, put a candle in. So he says, some complain that it's you're not allowed to use it. I'm betashen b'fakt b'tam mashen nogim mashen rabba to put a lit candle. Darei doifen oran hakodesh tashmish l'oran er. Yishas oran adavki shos mosa shir kabul yoyim. Yeah, you're not allowed to put, let's say, I want to learn. So I'm going to arrange a whole bunch of svarim and then put the Mishnah Brewer on top of these svarim. So he says, the Taz says you're not allowed to do that. Someone told me that Chacham Avraham says mutter.
I think Mishnah
Brewer says
somewhere it's mutter.
Let's see. Also, the Shtamish B'Sefer Lahana, also keep going. Aniach sefer acher tacha sefer shalom v'kdeil hagbir yesh lahatir. V'munach sefer echad yesh lahatir. He says it is mutar. Munach sefer echad l'kuli yama mutar. Aniach sefer acher alov. If the sefer is here already and I put the Mishnah Brewer, that's mutar. But if I move it specially, so that's a debate. So he says yesh lahatir. Yesh lahatir. He says it is mutar. Okay. I thought it was not allowed. Let's say the sun is shining and it's glaring in my eyes. I'm going to take another sefer, put it in the window so the sun won't shine over here. They said, you're allowed to do that. Yesh lakum mokum atchak lohagim sefer achalias letzel, to make shade. Who's speaking of Dalad? Haim b'chai yodam. Ki b'shem ha'isa lohanosa. The guy has a notebook. He has an empty notebook and he wants to put his notebook on the Mishnah Brewer and write notes. So he says, you're not allowed to put the notebook because there's nothing written in it. Shakunchva sadayin en b'okdushin. You're not allowed to put a dvar chol on top of the sefer. Abot shikarakos vol adivrei Torah yesh lochem hulatzot. The notebook already has divrei Torah on it, so then you're allowed to put it on top of the sefer because that has divrei Torah and that has divrei Torah. Yesh lochem hulatzot. Al yanich kun trace mishalei nichtav ubam divrei b'sefer v'loshim dover. Let's say I have birth certificates, I have whatever, so I want to save it. I don't have a file cabinet. I put it in a sefer. He says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to. What if you have a bookmark? So that is mutter. Shita lichtav b'sefer cheshbonos. Some people had a practice to write all the birthdays of all of their children, and that's why all the yard sites in the sefer. So he says, that's not right. Write private things in the sefer is not right.
You put a laptop.
Huh?
You put a laptop, you're taking notes on top of a Gemara?
A laptop. But it's not tough. I don't have a laptop, so not fair to ask me yet. If someone has a laptop. I don't know. I thought it's not right. Yeah. That's what he says. A blank piece of paper you shouldn't put on top of the sefer. Even though you want to write divrei Torah, you want to write notes. You should first write some divrei Torah on it, and then you're allowed to put it on top of the sefer. Wow.
How much constitutes a divrei Torah? One line?
Depends who's here. Yeah. Remember once we asked Rabbi Tendler a shayla, how they were asking. They had a tape that had some shear on it, so they wanted to erase the shear and not take something else on it. So yes, my Yolad erased the shear, is it a Nisus? They said, whose shear is it? Who said the shear? Yeah. So they sold me Rabbi Soloveitchik's shear. So, oh, then you got a shine on, okay. Yeah. What's this? Sidzayin Habima. Kigambim Shahirosim Lamelach, Eim Bokdusha Sarana Lakdusha's Beisat Nesus. Okay. Mean there's an elevated platform in front of the Aron Kodesh. That bima. Shahayu osim lemelech. What the melech? By Hakel, he says. Bima shalonu. Same thing. The bima by us has a kedushas beis haknes. Doesn't have a kedushas sefer Torah. Has a kedushas beis haknes. What's ches? Aron chamash osim sefer Torah. Well, bo tonight the shdamish bo shatash mishafilu dechok. If you said in advance, I don't want it to get kedushas tashmish kedusha. So it's not because you weren't mazmin. Nogel lehonis become hanuas medivik kedush god mitpochei shosvarim. Shulchan Shev Beis HaKnesses, Bilim Shev Seif Ter. Yeah, people leave Sidurim on top of the Shulchan. Strictly speaking, the Shulchan is Tashmishi Gedusha. You're not allowed to put a Siddur on top. So the answer is that late there's the Masna. Everybody had in mind that we're going to use it for other purposes. But use the mental of a Sefer Torah for other purposes. What do we use it for other purposes? I don't know. Because what Tam Shem Nikim Shinogu came, Yevshin Lizoy late there's the Masna Alehem Ikar Kedesh Leiva B'Riyad Mulei Tei Takalav. Apa God. The Loi Hisnu. Even though they never said it, it's considered Kilo Hisnu. That's called late there's the Masna Alehem. Very cool, you should try to avoid it. Says you should try to avoid it. Okay, we're gonna stop here. Sif test. Whoa.